Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Yep, we have another weather advisory. A winter storm watch is in effect for our area from the National Weather Service. It will run from Thursday into Friday. We'll worry about that when we get to it, but the possibility of over 6 to 10 inches falling is in the sky, ready to come down on that time frame. News out of Falls Village. Henry Todd said during a recent meeting, it not only makes the project cheaper, but also quicker. The Board of Finance heard a report about Cobble Road Bridge Project, which has been a focus of attention. The Bridge Committee, headed by Marlowe, met with representatives from Cardinal Engineering, who are planning to create a preliminary report on the span. The bridge just off Route 63 near a section of road that's constantly under water or ice. Marlowe said the plan is to do structural and roadway studies with the goal to raising the road to alleviate flooding. Finance member Steve Dean and another bridge panel member said dealing with the high water flow should correct the problems with the culvert, bridge, and road. Preliminary engineering, which includes a survey and base mapping, will cost the town a little over $27,000. Also at that meeting, the Board of Selectmen granted First Selectman Henry Todd the authority to execute a lease with Furnace Art on Paper Archive for part of space in the town-owned building at 107 Main Street. During the recent meeting, Todd said the lease would charge $550 monthly, rent at 1/6 of the oil bill for a 440-square-foot space inside the former town hall. The rent would rise to $600 the second year, followed by an option for two additional years that could be sought by either party. In years 3 and 4, the rent would increase by 5%. Out of Hillsdale, Hamlet Park is about to get a whole new look. The town council approved a redesign plan that includes a number of upgrades to the existing park. The estimated cost, $1.2 to $1.5 million. The town supervisor was very happy and congratulated. Intended for the town's young and young at heart, the park will become an exciting community gathering space, contributing importantly to making Hillsdale an even more attractive visitor destination. In Great Barrington, they've got one budget meeting behind them and probably a few more ahead. On Tuesday night, they dove into the details of Great Barrington's next budget. Great Barrington expects revenue for the year that starts July 1st to rise 6.6% to almost $35 million. Of that, $25 million will come from local property taxes, an increase of about 1.5%. According to the town manager, Great Barrington will also see over $2 million in local receipts from things like motor vehicle excise taxes, license permits and inspection fees, and meals taxes. That source of money flowing includes taxes from retail marijuana sales, which came to over $1.4 million in the 2020 year. The state's contribution to town revenues for the coming year shows a small increase of 0.78%. About 10 million New York residents are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccination, including many essential workers and those over the age of 65 and those with underlying health conditions like cancer, obesity, and high blood pressure. Whether the newly eligible recipients can successfully score a coveted appointment, that's another story. New York is receiving a few hundred thousand doses of the vaccinations each week, making demand far outpacing the supply, and most vaccination sites are booked solid, according to the state. Massachusetts cities and towns are managing the vaccination rollout in part by relying on local resources and infrastructure. As the state's approach and strategies face continued criticism, municipal officials who recently spoke to a news service pointed out their own registration systems and educational campaigns as bright spots in the effort to get as many people vaccinated as possible. The state remains at the beginning of its second phase of vaccinations, with residents 75 and older eligible to get their shots, along with companions in some instances, as well as anybody in Phase 1 groupings. Some meetings coming up in our area today. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission at 5:30, and the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission will meet at 6 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Finance will have its regular meeting at 6 o'clock, and the Conservation Commission will have its meeting coming up at 6:30. A joint Village and Town Police Committee meeting will be taking place between Millerton and Northeast. It'll hold that meeting on the following Wednesdays. Of course, it will happen on February 24th. That is coming up. And also, once again, on March 3rd, both at 6 p.m., the meetings will be held via teleconference. Town of Sheffield Finance Committee Board of Selectmen have a meeting tonight. That will be at 6 p.m. Town of North Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission has a public hearing tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Tomorrow in Cornwall, the Board of Finance have a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. In Amenia, the town board meeting will be held at Town Hall at the first floor at 7 p.m. No public is allowed. You can join in on their live broadcast on their YouTube channel. In Pine Plains, they have a meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the town board. In Cornwall, on the 19th, Red Cross Blood Drive at the Trinity Retreat Center in between 1 and 6 p.m. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations continue this weekend on Sunday, and again on March 14th and 28th from 4 till 5 p.m. via Zoom. More information or to register, scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,522.75. The NASDAQ at 14,047.50. And the S&P 500 at 3932.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.